Here's what the problem was, according to Dean of Students Renee Martin. Some students were wearing leggings and yoga pants that were see-through, and there were also some boys who wore pants that sagged and showed their underwear.
Quite honestly, no one needs to know what underclothing you have on or don't have on. And when you can see or not see underclothing, that is impacting educational setting, both for males and females, and teachers and staff and visitors to our building. And so it's a distraction.
She says she talked to individual students about it, but they kept wearing the same thing.
You know, I was giving them a chance. I had other people saying, we need to make this happen. And I was probably the last holdout of, let's give them a chance. And then it's like the day that I had to see everybody something, then I was, okay, it's time.
So the week before spring break, the school made an announcement. People wearing baggy pants, pull them up and wear a belt. Students who want to wear yoga pants or leggings, wear a shirt or skirt that covers your butt. They said the updated restrictions would go into effect after spring break. Martin says this isn't a change to dress code policy, but an update. She reads the section of the policy the restrictions apply to.
Undergarments, including bra straps and sports bras, underwear are not to be visible.
The hitch up your britches and cover your bum update applies to all grades from K to 12. Martin says even though see-through or baggy pants weren't a problem in younger grades, it's just more equitable to apply restrictions throughout the whole school. A group of high school students sitting together at lunch last week said they think the rule is mainly targeted at girls who wear yoga pants and leggings. Here's Gabrielle Galinsky.
I don't really care. I'm a jeans person. I don't wear leggings. I don't wear yoga pants as often. I just don't really mind the rule.
Rachel Haas says she does wear leggings and yoga pants.
Well, I was like, oh, that kind of sucks because a lot of, sometimes, since we're like going through high school, there's like everyone's having own body issues, like gaining weight and stuff like that. And some people grow out of their jeans, and leggings are just way cheaper. And sometimes it's really hard to get new jeans and stuff like that. So that kind of made me mad.
Rachel is wearing a long knee-length rainbow sweater. She says she's worn the sweater almost every day in order to keep wearing leggings. A group of middle school girls across the cafeteria had stronger feelings about the rule. Ashley Williamson says not all yoga pants are see-through, so why put restrictions on them all? She also feels like the dress code rules are unfairly enforced.
The authorities are nagging on girls for like leggings, but there are also guys that sag their pants. I've never like heard any teacher like talk to them about that, like ever.
Ashley and her friends say a rule that focuses on whether or not your butt is covered makes them uncomfortable. One girl put it this way: when someone says you need to cover your butt, I'm like, why were you looking at my butt in the first place?
I walked in one morning and I heard several people in the hallways arguing about the rollout of the policy.
High school English teacher Ryan Harms says when he heard how fired up some students were about the dress code, he decided to have class discussions about it. Here's what he heard.
Ranging from sort of a sense of victimization as a woman, that they're being sort of objectified. And then there were other people, and I think maybe you've already heard from some students, who said, that's not a big deal, I'm not violating the dress code anyway, so it doesn't affect me.
Martin says only one student has come to her with concerns about the dress code.
Their biggest concern really was that it was about, are we picking on the girls because of what they're wearing, and that it should never matter what you're wearing, and that you shouldn't be shamed. And I just really reassured them that it wasn't about that. And it wasn't about personal choice of clothing. It wasn't trying to shame anyone about what they're wearing. That it's really about professionalism in an educational setting and appropriate wear for this setting.
A few years ago, the student council appealed a dress code rule banning hats. And now, high schoolers are allowed to wear hats in the building. Martin says if students want to change dress code restrictions, that's the way they can do it. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.